Lou Manfredini here. Do you have cracked or sunken concrete areas around your home? Call PermaSeal for a free estimate. Don't replace it, raise it. Call 800-421-7325 or visit permaseal.net.
Elise Gling, she is the CEO of Best Money Moves Financial Wellness Company. Stock market ends with a win this week, right?
Well, it does if you're on NASDAQ. But overall, we had a very, very good week in the stock market, Lisa. You know, today the NASDAQ hit a new 52-week high. 20,895 is where it's closed. That's just an amazing number. And if you look at kind of the range and sort of where we are, just the last year alone, a year ago today to today, stock market, the NASDAQ is up almost 17%. And year to date from January, it's up 8.21%. And that's a really good return for the year. Like if you can get 8% a year, you're going to be sitting pretty. That's really nice. We saw the rest of the stocks indices fall a little bit today. Dow fell to 142, excuse me, by 142. But you know what? That one's also up 9% year over year and up 4% from the beginning of the year in January. And we were actually on track for a really good day. And then another tariff thing popped up. So Trump announcing that he was going to seek at least 15% tariffs on EU imports. And then that pushed to 20% middle of the day. So not quite sure where we're going to end up on that. But overall, not a bad week.
I have News Nation on a monitor in the studio, and they just have a headline right now that says crypto market tops $4 trillion in value. Are people putting crypto into their 401k?
Yeah, this is we are starting to see that. And actually, today is sort of a big day. This afternoon, the president was signing the new bill that allowed people to not only put crypto into their 401k accounts, but different kinds of investments. It's going to open up to things like right now you can buy stocks and you can buy bonds and you can buy, you know, index funds. And you can put money into, you know, savings, kinds of savings accounts, but you can't really do things like make private equity investments or be a VC. And who doesn't want to be a VC, Lisa?
That's right. I want to be a venture capitalist. I want to have a lot of money.
That's right. So, the fact that, venture capital works on the idea that they're going to make 100 investments and one is going to pay off. But sure, go for it.
I'm too much of a chicken.
Me too. So what this is going to do is it's going to allow the big companies like Fidelity and BlackRock and, you know, Charles Schwab, it's going to allow them to set up different kinds of funds. And the funds, I think, are going to be invested in these different kinds of deals, private equity, that VCs and private equity make. And you'll be able to put money into those. But the question really is, should you?
Yeah, absolutely. And you have that answer for us, right?
My answer is, please don't. I'm sure we'll hear a lot more over the next year. This is not available to you today, folks, just so you know. Don't go on to Fidelity.com and look around and see what you can invest in. There are going to be some rules that the SEC is going to put in place, some regulations, and then they're going to roll it out probably over the next year.
With crypto, do you think in our lifetime there's going to be a push to be an all-digital currency society?
Aren't we already one, though?
It feels like it.
I'm just going to say, like, most people don't spend the cash they have in their pocket. I carry cash around wherever I go. I honestly use it for tips in hotels. That's pretty, and tipping a guy who's bringing me my car at a valet, that's about it. And in my mind, we are already at a digital world and a digital currency. The fact that we're going to have something called stable coins, as something that apparently you're going to be able to spend in a restaurant or a store. Wow, that is going to happen in our lifetime, and I probably still won't use it.
Yeah. Colin has a question for you.
Sure.
Hey, Elise. I'm someone that's trying to invest in crypto now because it's kind of booming now. And the Trump administration is kind of crypto-friendly more than the Biden administration. And this was like Congress week or crypto week at Congress. Is the groundwork being made now for a long-standing crypto future? Or is it kind of something that can change within the next administration?
I think it can still change. As we've seen just with the way this administration has rolled back things that have been in place for, say, 80 years, I think that the next administration could come back in and roll it as well. That doesn't mean that there won't be a market, though, for crypto and that it won't do well as an investment. But I would urge you to think about all the costs associated with owning crypto and liquidating crypto in order to pay for things, and just watch how that eats into your return before you make the investment. And I would advise that for any investment you're thinking about.
The big announcement, everybody's phone blew up last night, and everybody at the Paws Beach Party was like, what, Colbert? The Late Show's gone? What is CBS doing? It's really not a financial decision, is it? They just want to get this sale pushed through, in my opinion.
Yeah, I mean, I don't think it's at all about, you know, oh, Stephen Colbert costs them too much money and, oh, they don't make any money from him. That's what they want you to think, that, you know, financial decision, it would be financial for the network. But they really want the administration off their backs, and they really want to get the sale done. And the administration can put a hold on that at any point in time. And so what they're trying to do is, I think, and so do a lot of other people, placate the administration by getting rid of a guy who says what's on his mind, and that's part of his contract. So I think all of us will be watching Stephen Colbert on another channel.
Yeah, absolutely. And the idea is for Sherry Redstone to sell CBS to the Ellison family, right? And I just saw today that Larry Ellison, the co-founder and chief technology officer for Oracle, is now the second richest person on earth. He bumped out Zuckerberg. Is that the same family that's trying to buy?
I think it is, but I'm not 100% sure. I bet Steve Bertrand would know that answer. I'll punt to him.
Yeah, thank you for that, Lisa. I appreciate it. And I'm gonna punt to the sports guy Kevin Powell might know the answer to that. I don't know. I'm sorry.
No, and you know what? I'll look into it because this really does have to do with this sale being approved, and of course the administration, you know, or entities within the administration have to give the green light for this sale, and that's all Sherry Redstone wants accomplished. And if it means getting rid of Stephen Colbert, then that's what she's going to do.
Yeah, talk about, you know, biting off your nose to spite your face.
Yeah, not the first time the Redstones have done that. Mm. All right, Elise, on Substack, where do they find you?
Yep, glink.substack.com. Happy to see you there.
Thinklink.com as well. That is Elise Glink.